health and safety, for the safety of everyone taking part in a spirit of adventure voyage, a few standard guidelines must be followed. Health and safety is everyone's responsibility. For the health and safety of everyone on a sailing vessel, there are a few standard guidelines that must be followed. Health and safety is everyone's responsibility. Some common risks are described below, along with methods for reducing these risks. Hypothermia. Hypothermia is a risk when at sea. Hypothermia is the lowering of the body's core temperature. While skin and tissues cool rapidly in cold water, it generally takes 15 to 20 minutes for the temperature of internal organs to begin to drop. Once your body's core temperature begins to fall, it does so steadily. Unconsciousness can occur when your core temperature drops below 32 degrees Celsius, and death usually occurs when your core temperature reaches approximately 26 degrees Celsius. Prevention. Hypothermia can usually be avoided by using common sense. As with most situations, prevention is the best cure. Warm woolen jerseys, hats, windbreakers, or wet weather gear are essential on board or ashore in cold or potentially cold conditions. Be aware that seasickness makes people particularly susceptible to hypothermia because of its debilitating process and the inability to retain nourishing food and drink. Overboard. If you find yourself in the water and supported by a life jacket, curl up and hug knees against the body. Do not take off any clothing, shoes, etc., except heavy sea boots. Huddle together in groups to keep warm. Fire. Even today, more ships are lost every year through fire than any other cause. Three things are necessary to sustain a fire: heat, fuel, and oxygen. Without one of these, a fire will go out. A fourth ingredient, carelessness, applies as fires are better avoided than extinguished. Each person on board must be on the lookout to prevent fires and be prepared to deal with them quickly should they occur. If a fire is discovered, raise the alarm by shouting fire and activate the ship's alarm bells. Use the nearest extinguisher to put out or contain the fire. Evacuate immediately when extinguisher is empty, smoke becomes dense, heat becomes too great, relieved by a crew member. Close all cabin and watertight doors behind you. Go to the aft deck muster station and wait quietly. All other participants and crew should choose the fastest exit to the aft deck muster station when they hear the alarm bells. Man overboard. Clearly, it is better to avoid this than cure it. This is why no one is permitted to sit on the rail around the ship's side or run while on deck. Life jacket harnesses must be worn on deck in bad weather and at night with strobes. The most likely reason for failing to rescue someone in the water quickly enough is through losing sight of them. A head is very small, and in choppy sea it is invisible at 50 metres. Speed of reaction is therefore vital. What to do? Witness, raise the alarm, shout, man overboard, throw nearest life buoy to person, press the general alarm button, aft deck, release the man overboard life raft and dan buoys, throw life buoys towards the person, not at them, mate, watch assistant, send extra lookouts up the mast to keep the person in sight, call the master immediately if not already on deck. Everyone else, go to the muster stations, stay calm, listen quietly, and await instructions. Watch assistants report participants, crew numbers, to the master. Abandon ship. In the unlikely event of a serious fire which cannot be contained, or if the ship suffered damage which caused her to take on so much water that she cannot remain afloat, it might become necessary to abandon ship. The order to abandon ship is given only by the captain or person in command of the vessel. What to do? If you hear rapid ringing of the ship's alarm bells, go immediately to the aft deck muster station. Head count by mate or watch assistant. Report result to person in charge. Designated crew participants will distribute life jackets. Put your life jacket on and fasten tape securely. Stay together in watches. Stay calm. Wait and listen for instructions. Safety equipment. The ship carries 5 4x25 and 1x8 person life rafts. This means that 2 rafts are more than sufficient for everyone on board. If the ship were to sink, the rafts and life jackets would automatically float free and inflate, ready for use. On board there is also a VHF radio, satellite phone, modern navigation equipment, and emergency locator beacons. Be safe. Think about an outdoor adventure you would like to take part in. What health and safety skills or information would you need to learn before taking part in it?